There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We have the Vat Man. I said the Vat Man cometh, and we're listening to this afternoon and realised it fits. Listen to this. It actually sounds like Vat Man, doesn't it? It really does. I don't know. Welcome to Azeem Zafar, who's the CEO of Vat Man Golf Limited. Is it good to see you?
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon, all.
Fits kind of quite well there. We all kind of started, we kind of came alive for a second.
Yeah,
which
gets you going. Yeah.
Nice to have you back. So, look, VAT registration is open. We should make this very clear. The Federal Tax Authority website is the place where you can go to get all the details, but registration is open. First question for you. Just reiterate, who needs to register for VAT?
Yeah, and that's the call I get most often from the smaller businesses is, do I need to register? Basically, the information is out there. If you're making sales of over 375,000 dirhams a year, you do need to register. And if we translate that down into monthly, that's only 31,250 dirhams a month. So most businesses will need to register. So if you're making sales and purchases and you're operating a business, you really need to consider registering.
Okay, so we know you're probably being kept very busy by people saying, so do I need to register? And if I do need to register, how do I go about doing it?
Well, the FTA has really simplified the process. They've got an online portal. You just need to set up your online identity and access the portal and start off by registering your company. Now, you will need specific information, and some smaller businesses will find that information fairly difficult to gather, and that's where help may be required. You need to know your taxable income, basically your taxable sales. These are all sales made to other businesses or the public that are subject to the zero rate or the 5% standard rate. So gauging the right level of taxable sales is going to be very important.
It is, isn't it? And I suppose this clearly affects so many people. This affects people, a lot of people who've been working from home, who perhaps think, I'm never going to need it. But you clearly are, from the figures that you've outlined there. It's worth sitting down, isn't it, and really getting to grips with the real fundamentals, the stuff that people see as maybe the dry stuff they don't really want to go too near. Leave that to the accountant. But it's really worth getting a handle on this.
Absolutely. And, you know, the new companies law is requiring all registered businesses, if you have a trade license, you're a registered business, to keep formal books of account and to formally record your purchases and your sales. So following on from that, VAT is actually going to make that requirement. They're going to put it into practice. What they've been saying for a number of years is actually going to start happening. And if you do not know where your business stands or what your sales are or how much your purchases are, it's about time that you sort of started getting that in order and get the people in to guide you through that process and with a VAT perspective.
So I guess if anyone's listening to this, they're thinking, right, I'm just trying to calculate if it does apply to me, first of all, trying to work out that turnover, trying to work out what's taxable, trying to work out the deals I do with other businesses. Right. You have to register. It all sounds a bit daunting. You know, are people being charged to register? Are there any fees involved as an upfront cost?
Well, as far as the FTA is concerned, they've made it very, very clear that there is no cost of registering. Now, there is a cost involved if you want a registration certificate, a paper certificate. They will charge money for that, but otherwise registration is free on their part. However, if you do hire a consultant or an advisor, obviously there will be fees involved. And those fees are from the very basic, just registration help will not be very significant. It obviously depends on the size and scale of your business, how many invoices you issue, what sort of trading you do, what sort of volumes are involved. That will affect how much it actually costs you to get that advice or to get your books in order.
Okay, a couple of questions in for you here. Do bookkeepers, do they need to register for VAT? I think that's what the person is asking there. And is it true that the form needs to be filled in Arabic on the website?
Eventually, that will be the case. Right. No, not Arabic right now. You can complete the form in English as we have been doing so far.
Okay, and Stuart's also asked, how about leasing income? So if I had an apartment, say, or a villa and I rented it out, would that count as the income in the same way?
Now, rental income, if it's residential, it's actually outside, it's exempt. Yeah. So it wouldn't be subject to VAT. However, if you're renting to a business, leasing to a business, yes, you would have to charge VAT on that lease amount.
Okay, one more question. This one is, you know, is there any information available on TCOM or freelancers, you know, businesses that perhaps don't have a steady monthly income? So, you know, we've got that figure, 375,000 a year, but say one month you make 10. Is it just once you reach that threshold of 375?
Absolutely. It goes back 12 months. So if you, in the previous 12 months, have made sales greater than 375,000, you will need to register. Or if you anticipate that in the next 12 months, you may make sales over 375,000. And there is an additional test. If in the next 30 days, you believe that you will hit 375,000 dirhams in that month alone, you will need to register. And rather urgently in that scenario.
Okay, and this is based on invoiced amounts, I guess, and at any time the tax authority can come and check in your business.
Absolutely. This is, and to that previous question, which we didn't answer, the services of a bookkeeper, these taxes apply to both goods and services.
Right.
So if you're charging for your goods or your services, you are making a taxable sale.
Just really interestingly, Kartik Sexton says, does this apply to rental income from Airbnb? Because, of course, residential income is exempt, but would offering it on a site like Airbnb, would you be then leasing services rather than a residential lease?
Yes, those are short term. And we need more clarity on that from the executive regulations. However, they would most likely be subject because it becomes commercial, like hotel income. It's a B&B, basically.
Yeah.
So bed and breakfast would be charging VAT to their residents. So same scenario.
Okay. Is there rental pool income from hotel room investments due for VAT? Somebody's texting in. Low shortage of questions today.
Sorry, what was that one again?
Is rental pool income from hotel room investments due for VAT?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't see why not.
That's what I'm thinking.
Absolutely.
It seems logical that would be the case.
Right.
All right, then. So let's go to penalties for not registering. We've been through registrations.
Right.
Keep texting in questions if you have a question for Azeem, by the way, Vatman Golf. What's the penalty if you don't register?
Okay, let's before we get to penalties, let's look at what the FTA has recommended or urged businesses to do. Okay. If you have taxable income greater than 150 million, then you're urged to register by 31st of October.
Right.
If you're over 10 million, you're urged to register by 30th of November. And all remaining businesses by the 4th of December. So they want to allow time to review the documents that you upload during the registration process. Now, it may take, for smaller businesses, it may take a few days, a week. From larger businesses that are especially forming groups, it may take 2 to 3 weeks. So if you don't meet these deadlines to register, you may have a situation where you don't have a number, a tax number, by the 1st of January. Now, if you've not gone by these dates, you may be subject to a penalty. So not registering when required to do so entails a penalty of 20,000 dirhams.
Okay.
So quite significant.
It is.
Get it done on time is the message from the VAT man.
Absolutely.
That is the VAT man's message today. Azeem Zafas from VAT Man Golf. It's all the time we've got, unfortunately, but it's good to see you again. We're going to get you back in very soon. I think there are a lot more questions to be answered. Azeem, good to
be
see
happy
you.
To. Thank you.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.